All right, you guys, we're back here. We're talking about anxiety rehab, and you're not just addicted to drugs or things like that. We got our internal drugs we can be addicted to, because your whole body's a pharmacy of chemistry that can make all kinds of things, right? Serotonin, dopamine, all that kind of stuff. Well, what about the other things, you know? We've got anxiety that can come up and stirring, you know, because you're addicted to the adrenaline of trauma. And maybe you're not. That's like not who you are, but because of past things that have happened, it keeps coming up like waves against you. This is what happened to me yesterday. I just got hit with anxiety. I'm like, man, where is this coming from? And we're in a training course with the Lord right now, where He is really teaching us about living in the now and being okay with not knowing.
Yeah,
and
a lot of
it's
people
challenging
are
for
right
me
now,
because I'm a planner. I like to have a plan. I love to have substance of things, you know, you accomplish or what's the word? It's a P word. Productive. I like to be productive and
pro forma.
I like to be productive. And so when you don't get to have a plan, and what's part of that is like it's the need for stability, and it's something that you can track as stable. And you know, we've had a life where God is, we've moved lots of different places, our work has taken us lots of different places, and so we haven't had the normal life, like who has the normal life?
Yeah,
right?
What does that
but,
mean?
You know, where you're typical of people staying in their home for 20 years, 30 years, with a job for 30 years, and then getting to retire and all this kind of stuff. So a lot of
discombobulated.
Disrupting.
Disemboweled.
There's a lot of disrupting inside, especially for a woman, you know, when they're the nesters. So they like to nest and make their home and all this kind of stuff and all these natural things. But when you want what God wants and He's about your internal development, a lot of things will be disrupted in your life get you to let go. It's like the mother bird when she starts pulling the, you know, deals out of the nest to get the little birds on the deal. The pieces of straw and wood. Wood straw and stubble.
Wood hay and stubble.
So
Hello.
You end up with the gemstones of flying. And so when you say yes to God, right? And so I've had to go through a lot of this on my journey. I'm like, gosh, Lord, what is this about? You know, just when I feel like I'm getting settled, I can get my stability and my footing and feeling, then boop, time to upgrade. And it's just, you have to let go of triggers. And so then you're like, well, Lord, isn't this having a reverse effect? Now I'm struggling with anxieties, or I'm reaching even more to try to hold on to things, you know, or I'm afraid to have things, because what if those things are going to go, you know? So all these things, and it just is like, you see your limbs even more like, ooh. Yeah, that's got to go, you know? And so
To become one
and be okay, whether you have much, whether you have little, whether you have, you know, whatever it is, you're so stable and you've gone within, right? You're fully satisfied within, and you don't reach for outside things anymore,
man,
for stability.
It's huge.
And so but all those things have a tendency to produce you wanting to control how things happen. So like for me, I'll try to anticipate, because like I said on the last video, I don't like pain. So I'll try to anticipate things that, you know, I better prepare and pack, or I better not buy this because that's one more thing I have to pack. Or I've got to, you know, I just go into all these ahead of time anticipations, which, and then it may never happen, right? False evidence appearing real.
Yeah.
Fear. And so,
illusions.
Yeah, these illusions that start driving you because of anxiety. And so God has just had to really deal with me to stay in the now. Don't try to sell something ahead because you think you're trying to lighten your load. Don't try to buy something ahead because you think, oh, we're good, I'm just going to stay here. You know, again, it's just living in the future. So like that could be my thing of living in the future and trying to predict it and all that kind of stuff and be in control, and then I have to go through anxiety rehab. And then for John, it can be the, you
for
know,
mine, it's, you know,
living in the future, you know.
Well, living in the future, because I'm so, you know, geared to future casting and vision casting, the big picture and all that. And I've had to really allow this dismantling of the egoic structure that says, why do you have to be so focused on the future when you're missing the beautiful things of the now that lead to wherever that is?
Right.
And oftentimes our vision that we think was one way we find out later on that it's blown up because it was built upon egoic structures.
Or what you currently knew or understood.
And really it is egoic because it's the self saying, I've got this figured out.
Yeah.
And even if we have some prophetic insight, some forecasting, even if we have some of that, it's like, well, you don't know how that's going to unfold. Mm-hmm. We have no idea who's going to come into our lives tomorrow. We have no idea where we're going to be living, where we're going to go. If, in fact, we're not anchoring in and dragging the paddle, like she talked about on another message, in the water, trying to say, I am not budging and moving until I'm ready. Well, when we do that, we're anchoring an ego saying, I've got this figured out, or I want a sense of safety and security, and I don't want to be disrupted right now. I don't want to be disheveled, disemboweled, anything right now. I want to stay.
I need to survive.
I need to stay in my survival mode because that's all I know.
Mm-hmm.
This is why you have people that anchor into living somewhere for 30 years. And again, we're not saying that's wrong. What we're saying is, if you are dragging your paddle, and you are anchoring into that when God is saying something else, that's where you may have some challenges.
Mm-hmm.
So the key is, like for me, it's been with wanting safety and security, knowing where my income is going to come from. And that's been a big challenge to live in the effortless provision of the now. And so this is why the book, Effortless Provision, that God had me dictate and have the conversation with him, you see the struggle in the book if you've read it. Between myself, the ego, and the spirit. And it's like, it's an ongoing conversation. This is eternal conversation about how this whole spirit realm works. You know, some people think they have it figured out and then something slaps them upside the head and they're like, whoa, where did that come from? I thought I had the methodology, the formula, the script, everything lined out, and then some whammy hits you upside the head. Why? It's to dismantle and to silence that egoic system inside of you in order for the looseness, the holding on loosely, the surrender of the spirit and the flow to happen. Because listen, if you're rafting in a river in the natural, you want the flow to happen.
Yeah.
When you get caught up on the rocks, whether you're a kayaker, you're a tuber, you're a rafter, you get caught up on the rocks, it could possibly mean injury or even death by drowning. You know that if you've gone down a crazy rapid filled river somewhere. So the point is to allow the flow, be flexible. Be like Bruce Lee said, be like water. Be flexible, because we're made of water mostly. And when, you see, God gives us all these symbols and signs all around us. You know, you're made of water. Why? Okay, could it be you're supposed to be more flow, flexible and flowing than rigid and unpliable? And that's really when we stand our ground and we say, no, then we're like the toddler that wants its way. And then things happen when we become rigid.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want any more pain, like she just said, but we don't want to hate the pain either. Yeah. We don't want to send hate to it. What we want are abandonment to it. More abandonment to that? No.
No, pain is a call to change.
It is. And so we look at pain and we say, what does this mean?
Mm-hmm.
What's the message? And it's not as if God's sending us pain to teach us some lesson. It's life. In the egoic realm, mostly, that brings us these things. And then we face them and we go, okay, what's the message? Maybe I'm working 18 hours and I shouldn't work 18 hours. My wife's in my face saying, and the kids are being neglected. And my wife is saying to me, you're working too many hours. Look at you. You're eating too much. Why are you always picking on me? I got to provide for this family. You want all the nice things. What's wrong with you? You know, don't tell me. My love is showing you that I can work 18 hours a day. No, fella. No. Into the double O. No. That is not true. what's true in that moment, if you're being honest, is you're letting the ego take over to say, I have to provide for myself. If I don't work, I don't eat.
Mm-hmm.
So what that really means is God's not saying to use your ego to work so that you can eat. What he's saying is, allow the current moment of the now to bring you into a beautiful expression of creative flow, and you'll have all of the energetic juices flowing. You'll have the peace and the joy and the elation and the fruit of the Spirit to unveil to not only yourself, but everyone around you, so your wife doesn't get up in your grill and say, no mo, or there's the dough.
So you get how this works?
But you know, the more we're stubborn and we double down on that 8-inch lift kit on that truck, spiritually speaking, just so you can be seen and heard with those loud pipes on that Harley, pal, the more we anchor into ego that brings us downhill, and not in the downstream beauty of it all, but downhill fast.
Yeah. So, you know, anxiety rehab. It's the if you want a fast track to it, it's detach from the outcome, because that's what's keeping us in anxiety, is we're trying to predict the outcome. Isn't that what it is?
Yep.
We're trying to, and that I know for me, I'm trying to predict. I'm trying to anticipate. And I know many of you can relate to this. So, you know, we're trying, and God is just like, you got to stay in the rhythm and tempo of what the current, sit back, paddles up, feel the current. Is it going fast? Are you at a standstill? If you're at a standstill, start looking. What are you supposed to be seeing and feeling in the moment, and just be? And when you stop squirming and you're relaxed to just be and paddles up, oh, the current's starting to move again, right? And so it's amazing. God is so focused on our internal development. And so many times our ego is all focused on our external development of, you know, keeping up with the Joneses, or what I have, what I don't have, desires, all these different things that I need to feel okay and survive. But when you can get to this place of just being okay in the moment and just grateful for the next breath.
Wow,
you have ascended and excelled beyond, and it's just an amazing place to be. So yeah, detaching from the outcome. And here's the thing, right? What drives us? And we've read this one before to you, but James 4 in the Mirror Translation of the Bible says, 4:13, hey, you've got your plan, you've got your year planner out, and can already taste the profits in all of your business ventures. You're going big. You're traveling. You're traveling and trade from city to city. Meanwhile, you have no handle on tomorrow. Woo! Get ready, right? This is the next level living. You have no handle on tomorrow. And this is where you go to anxiety rehab.
That's right.
Your life is like a mist, and it is visible for a short while before it evaporates. My best advice for you is to wrap up all your plans and conversations in a delightful resolve of God. Don't be so cocksure about your dreams for the future. Plan that.
Cocksure.
Plans that presumably exclude God's opinion end up to be full of labor, annoyances, and hardship.
Oh, man.
Hello.
Does
right?
that say
And that's
it
when
all?
You end up at the rehab camp of anxiety.
Oh, man.
And he starts pulling this stuff out of you.
That totally says it all right there.
Yeah. That so, was James 4. James
so for you 1. That are cocksure in your life, remember this.
Presuming.
Remember this is that planning. Well, you sit there and go, well, how can I, in the world, can I plan a vision or a business or plan a move or a mate or a whatever? I plan a remodel if I don't have the blueprints and the plans laid out in front of me. What we're talking about here is moment by moment living in the now, you'll know what the plan is.
Yeah,
you'll have it fresh right out of the bread oven of heaven. And you'll sit there and go, OMG, I didn't realize it could be this good when I was setting out plans to remodel my kitchen. And then somebody comes in and throws a monkey wrench into it and says, well, wait a minute. Have you thought about this? Have you thought about, well, what? Hold on. I have my blueprints right here on the kitchen counter. Can't you see this?
I knew exactly what I wanted.
I know exactly what I want to the T.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it. It's going to be this way or no way or the highway, or I'll get another contractor, pal. So when we do that, not only is it totally annoying to everyone else around your life, but it is blocking the very essence of what God wants to bring to your life, to bring out the best in it. Because what if you plan so tightly that you're saying, okay, I got to have this certain kind of wood, I got to have a certain kind of hardware, I got to have a certain kind of granite. And all of a sudden, because of COVID, oh, look at that. Fancy that.
You can't get any more in.
Because of COVID, it's like, oh, you can't get that granite slab. Oh, you can't get that hardware. It's in Indonesia, and the ships are tied up out in the harbor, and you're not going to get it for 3 months. Mm. So what does that mean? Oh, we're not going to do it then. I can't get that hardware. And then some...
I'm not okay.
I'm disturbed.
Sign me up for anxiety rehab.
Exactly. So then the little old contractor, Filipino contractor, comes in, bruh, and says...
With the voice of God.
Says, have you considered this?
Hey.
Hey, brah, have you considered this? And then you're like, who are you? I'm the new contractor. Because you fired the last one, brah. And then you're like, yes, what do you want? Well, I have this hardware. Do you want to look at this?
This is new.
It just came out.
And
you're
got
like
a bunch in our shipment, you know.
And then you're like,
in our warehouse.
Okay. And then you begin to ponder. Well, did you have to go through all of that when God comes in through a little Filipino contractor? I'm just using this example. It could be a
not being flexible.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. So it comes in.
Filipino, Hawaiian.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. White boy comes in and has it. And it's like, in other words, flexibility is the
being produced
order of the day.
Oh, yeah.
Because when we plan so tightly, we don't allow room for the impossible, for synchronicities, for the miraculous to come into play.
For even and better.
The best, we've said this often, the best business plan is no plan. It's the unfolding plan.
Yeah. And this is where God's designed us as relational beings to be relationship with Him. And this is all a part of the breaking down and learning to be in the now and flow into the next step. Whatever calls you in the moment. And yeah, you can have a loose plan, right? And kind of ideas, but submit them to the Lord. He knows. And then be open to what's coming in. And just keep walking forward, right? So the doors can open. If you're not moving, you know, or walking forward, then yeah, nothing's happening. But you know, of course, be led. Just be led. It's so relieving not to have to figure everything out, right?
Yeah.
How do you really figure anything out?
You can't really.
You don't know the future.
And get this. You know, of course, that was a metaphor and all that. It's like she said, hold on loosely to those plans, because you have to. Really, when you're building a structure, if you're building an enormous skyscraper or something, then you have blueprints, right? But you always leave room. Always leave room to say, wait a minute, is this thing entirely built upon the egoic structure?
Right. Is it going to be rigid or flexible for inspiration?
Flexible, fun, and inspiring. That's where we want to be. Because there's nothing wrong, or God is not anti-skyscraper, anti-blueprints. That's not where we're exactly saying. We're saying leave them loose.
Yeah.
Because I've seen this over and over again when I've been a part of building projects and what I've done in the corporate world, is that something inevitably is going to go sideways. And so you have to compromise, and you have to... improvise. There you go. Improvise and empathize too a lot with personalities, right? But the point is just to remain flexible And so that the, and if he wants to take a hard left turn, this is where it gets real exciting. The ego will say, no, 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 no. I had my plans.
I told everybody about it.
I told everybody about it.
Now my ego's at stake.
Exactly. I can't go a hard left. What are you talking about? Well, sometimes when you're in the current and the flow, the river turns hard left, and you have to be ready for it.
And something new that was better than you thought. This is what's so cool about flexibility. So, like, you know the movie that came out a while back, you know, Skyfall 007. So the director allowed room for Craig, the actor that played, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is good.
That played 007. And he came up with the idea of how funny, you know, if I'm falling down through all the buildings and I land on this couch. That was his idea. And so, you know, the producers left room and flexibility instead of being so rigid on how the script needs to
be. How does our buddy for the for the Marvel movies for Thor?
Yep.
He lives by this.
Yes.
The producer.
Oh yeah, totally.
And what is it, Tanaka?
Yeah.
Anyway, he lives by the prompts. He lives by hey, okay, what do we think about this? And so everyone has to roll with it.
Oh man, you talk about their process. They they said we stopped memorizing our lines because it was something new the next day.
So it was all improv, man. It was all improvised, and you're like, okay, here we go. But guess what? It comes out epic.
Yeah, then they had so much fun, and they all got to kind of pitch in ideas. And then how he even brought in their kids to actually act in the movie, you know, and just be flexible like that instead of these just rigid laws and stuff. And it's that's all the part and process of creating.
Yeah.
You know, if you become just so formulaic and rigid, you're never going to have anything new and beautiful and expanding. And so
really where anxiety comes in even more so is like we've been talking about is when we have a plan and it's messed up. We have a plan and it goes sideways.
Yep.
And it's a God
our
sideways.
Desires, right?
And you're like, then you get more anxiety because you had your life planned out. You had the one in mind at your workplace.
You had your fiance,
and she went for somebody else. Mm-hmm. And you're like, wait a minute. You were the woman of my dreams. What happened?
Yeah.
And little did you know that Cindy was not the Cindy. The Cindy there walked away because that Cindy was not made for you or meant for you. But here comes the other Cindy tomorrow starting work, taking her position. And you didn't even know it. You couldn't see it. You didn't understand it because you were so embedded in ego wanting your own way.
Mm-hmm.
And this is huge. This is huge for all of us because the consciousness level is rising.
Mm-hmm.
And it's rising to the point to where love synchronicities are bringing in things from the right, the left, backwards and forwards and around us to where it's not explainable to the egoic world, the realm inside of us. It is totally relatable to the flow and the current within us.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we see it, we're like, ooh, I wasn't expecting that one. We're going to be living in that more and more and more in the days that we're in right now.
Yes.
You know that. You felt it around you. You can relate, right? We certainly can because we wind up in places like, I didn't think I'd be here.
Right.
But okay, let's go with it. And then it winds up being a totally God thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all about growth and expansion, isn't it? And so, yeah, so a takeaway, right? Takeaway out of this conversation is just detach from the outcome. Let go of your desires because that's where the pain and suffering is coming from, is desires that don't come through the way you thought they were. So move away from desires and come into delight in the now. And just stay in that partnership with God and talk things through with Him instead of being in your head trying to figure everything out, detached apart from God. That's the wrong detachment, right?
There you go.
Detach from the outward circumstances. Get attached back up to God, right?
So good.
Hooked up to the source.
And I'll leave you with this is living in the now is to be anxious for nothing.
Yeah.
But in all things, give thanks, be grateful, have a grateful attitude. For this is the will
blessings
of God in Christ consciousness. This is the will of God for your life. Be anxious for nothing.
Yeah.
So We'll see you on the next one. Thanks so much for tuning in. Share this if you feel like it. If you don't, hey, wait for the next moment.
Thanks again for your feedback, guys, too. We love your responses. Yes, we love to hear it. You're in the journey with us. We're all in this together. So, all right. Thanks for listening. Okay. See you in the next one. Bye.